Hello kids, how are you? I have a story for you today, and it's a scary story. Well, it's not really scary, all right? It's going to be scary if some of you tell my wife that I told you, but it's a little bit scary, all right? Sandra and I and Hannah and Sarah, we used to love to go camping, and we had a big tent on me. We'd have taken it away and we'd have set it up and we went there on our holidays and really enjoyed a lovely time in maybe Castlewell Forest Park or Tullymore Forest Park or somewhere like that. And one year, just before Ethan was born, we went on holiday to Castlewell. And in the middle of the night, I was woken up because Sandra was shaking me because she was really afraid. And you know what had happened? She'd went out for a walk in the dark. Now, that's a strange thing to do, isn't it? But she decided she was going for a walk in the dark, and she didn't take a torch with her. And she'd went out, and she'd went through the trees and through the grass, and she'd heard something coming behind her. Every time she walked a wee bit, she heard rustling and footsteps. And every time she stopped, the rustling stopped. And she looked around her, and she could see nothing, and it really frightened her. And as she went on and as she went on, it kept happening. The noises kept following her. It never seemed to get very far away. And every time she stopped and turned around, there was no one there. And she really got frightened. And it eventually got to the point she was so frightened, she decided she ran back to the tent. And you know what a tent's like, don't you? You have to get through all the ropes. And it's really dangerous if you can't see where you're going. And she came in the tent and she woke me up. And we got the torch, and we watched at the door because we heard this rustling coming towards the door. And guess what came through the door? There's a wee photograph of it here. This came through the door. This is Scully. This was our wee dog at the time. And she was only a wee tiny thing, and she couldn't scare anybody. Sure she couldn't. She's only a wee dog, and she's lovely. But she frightened Sandra. And she got me all panicked. And until we saw her coming through the flap of the tent, until we had the light and we could see her, we didn't know what was happening. And this reminded me of something. It reminded me of a verse in the Word of God, a picture that the Lord Jesus Christ gives of himself. And it says this, "Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." You see, Jesus Christ calls himself the light. And he calls himself the light because whenever we have the Lord Jesus, whenever we trust the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we learn things that we never knew before. The Bible tells us, don't we know, that our world is full of darkness, is full of sin. But when we have the Lord Jesus in our lives, he helps us to see the things that are out there that frighten us that aren't really scary at all. Sometimes we're afraid of what our friends think of us. Sometimes we're afraid of things that don't make sense. But whenever we have the Lord, he tells us that that's not important. But more importantly than that, let me say, the Lord Jesus Christ teaches us and shows us what is really scary. You see, the Bible tells us, and the Lord Jesus Christ teaches us, that sin is the biggest enemy that we have. It's the scariest thing in all the universe, because there's sin in each one of us. And because of that sin, we cannot be with God. Because of that sin, we are guilty. Even though we may think we have done nothing wrong. Because of that sin, we're going to hell. And that's a terrible thing, isn't it? But the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into the world, he showed us that sin was really dangerous. Showed us that sin would do these terrible things to us, would have these terrible consequences. But he did more than just show them to us. He is the light of the world. Because what did he do? He went to the cross and he took the punishment that we should have had, and he was punished in our place on the cross. He brought us light because he has brought us a way in that we can escape from sin. And boys and girls, This light comes from no one else. This light comes from no place else apart from the Lord Jesus. And I want to encourage you today, and I want to encourage all the adults today as well, that you need to have the light of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, or you're in grave danger. You need to trust Him as your Savior and your Lord. And do you know what? If He saves you, if you trust in Him, then everything's light because He shows us the way. And He will guide us to heaven to be with Him because He loves us.